focusing on those organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. When we do hear from you, Philip Nguyen, president of the Vietnamese American Community of Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Philip. You're always a pleasure to speak to.
Good morning. Good
morning,
to see you again.
Energy Man and WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell in the house. You are project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in this area of racial equity. Take it away.
Thank you, Shelley, and good morning, Philip. Good morning to all our listeners. WGVU is really proud to be involved in partnering with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella. And as such, over the next year or so, we're going to be doing a couple of things. Number one, creating programs like this to put the spotlight on issues that are critical for all of our residents, including Vietnamese Americans, and what services are being provided to make sure that this place of West Michigan provides an equitable environment for all of our residents. And so we're delighted to have Philip here, and our project is called Mutually Inclusive. They can find it on the web, and again, it's a delight to have Philip here.
Philip, I missed the balloons, but we'll talk again. You'll bring us some. Hey, I want to get right into our conversation. Step up to the microphone. Would you talk about the mission and purpose of the Vietnamese American community of Grand Rapids, my friend?
Well, our mission is to build a strong, supportive, and well-connected community within and with all the communities. And the purpose is to be an important access and making positive contribution to the city of Grand Rapids and to the state of Michigan.
Who does your organization serve? And let's talk about a service or two that you provide.
Well, we serve mostly youth and elderly. And that's our focus. Youth, we work with the local church, local Buddhist temple to promote Vietnamese language class for the youth so that they can communicate with the elderly, with their families back in Vietnam. And we also, work with running English class for the elderly, as well as citizenship class, you know, those who want to...
citizenship class.
Yes, yes, said, yes. Those are the field services that we run, yeah.
Would you share a specific challenge that you serve remains under your umbrella? What challenges do the people you have serve?
Well, the biggest challenge we have right now within our community is the... because if we focus on the youth and the elderly,
so what about in between?
there's so much you can do. You had to focus on something. The thing I have seen with our elderly, a lot of them have a language barrier, yes. And as you know, it's hard when you came over here at the age. Steve, you can imagine having to learn another language. You can learn language when you were young and easily get in. But when you're old, very hard to learn another language. So a lot of elderly have language barrier. When you have language barrier, you are pretty much isolated, in many ways. So we try the best we can to serve our elderly and those who are underserved by the language barrier, by service that they cannot access. We see a lot of elderly being lonely, being... because you are, when you're senior, right, in a typical, you can go out and enjoy all kind of activity out in the community, but if you have language barrier, you... pretty much isolated,
yes.
So those are the need that we have to address and make sure that we can serve them in somehow. So.
Thank you for that. Steve Chappell.
Well, and plus, Philip, I would think that part of it is whenever we're from another place. I mean, I'm originally from California. I came to Michigan. There's always part of you that is in love with and in touch with where you came from. And one of the things I see that your organization does is embrace both cultures. You have festivals, you recognize the Vietnamese culture. So is that part of it, that they long for maybe a part of their life that they left?
Absolutely.
That's how we run like Vietnamese New Year program, you know, a New Year celebrations. We have upcoming, which is actually this Sunday. This Sunday, we have the Black April commemoration, which we do every year to commemorate the fall of Saigon.
Yes.
And to remember those who, including 58,000 Americans who fought for that war. Mm-hmm. And so we get together and run those events, you know, and those are the value that the elderly hold very dear to their heart, you know. Yes. So we'll make sure we include those. Yeah.
Yes. Philip, on behalf of you and yours, Vietnamese-American community of Grand Rapids, what ways does your organization foster an environment of inclusion and equity in our community?
Well, within our community, we make sure, you know, that all the organization is represented. On our board, we make sure we have the Methodist group, we make sure we have the Catholic group, we make sure we have the Buddhist group, you know, we make sure we have the youth group, the old voice included our board to be heard. We also participate with all the community, like, you know, we does participate in the veteran group parade, veteran parade. We does with the Ford Foundation with a lot of their activities, and we are going to join with the LZ Landing Zone coming up, you know. So,
you know, and I would think that of all the resources that the refugees bring to this country, the businesses that they start, the culture that helps to enhance our own culture. I mean, can you talk a little bit about what your organization does to assist people, you know, to make that, to bridge that gap between businesses that they may want to start? Because Vietnamese refugees and immigrants have made many contributions in West Michigan.
I appreciate that. And you, there's over 700 business Vietnamese, yeah, that American business, our business owned by Vietnamese American, right here in town, even in West Michigan, you know, you see all the restaurants, all the nail salons, and all those mostly owned by Vietnamese, as you know.
Right.
And one of the thing we want to do is to help those who want to start the business. Too often, there's a lot of legal. You know, that's a lot of
barriers. Yeah.
Yep.
If you run a restaurant, you have to deal with a lot of health care and a lot of health issues and deal with a lot of less legality you have to deal with. And being from other country, you may want to run a business, but you may not know
all the
things involved.
Like if we were in Vietnam.
Yeah, absolutely.
There would be certain rules and regulations we'd have to become familiar with.
Hey, I also want to give you, with a couple minutes left, to Philip, a plug. We're talking about August already, but the calendar's filled up. You have a community summer picnic.
Absolutely, yep. We have summer picnic coming up on August 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And where is that?
At the Palmer Park.
Palmer Park in Wyoming.
Yep.
So, I mean, back somewhat full circle you are. Your community, you have your arms wrapped around your own Vietnamese community, but you embrace us all.
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. And one of the mission we have is to integrate our community, making we call it a bridge, you know, connecting those who've been here for a while and lost the language, lost the culture, and we are bring them back, you know, and also making sure the newcomer, there's a bridge for them to walk across easier, you know. And those are the thing that we want to do, and we want to do a lot. We want to do a lot, but there's always limited resource and, you know, and staff and things like that. But we've been trying.
Steve, a minute and a half left.
Well, the Vietnamese American community of Grand Rapids, I applaud your efforts. We all applaud your efforts because it's when the community can be integrated, when those of us who grew up here can get to know Vietnamese community, we find out very quickly We're all the same. You know, people are raising their families, they're working, they're striving to make a difference. And in the case of Vietnamese Americans, citizenship, you've done an awful lot, your organization, to help make that a reality for so many people. But I think that the activities that you bring forth to embrace the Vietnamese culture helps us and all of those that are not Vietnamese to quickly realize that when we come together, when we support one another, we truly make a better entire community for everybody.
Philip, what is your website, please?
MyVietCommunity.org. My is M-Y, Viet, V-I-E-T, Community.org.
Yeah. Great. That would be the Vietnamese American Community of Grand Rapids. Philip Nguyen, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Steve, more information if we turn?
If you've missed any part of this interview, go this afternoon to the WGV webpage, go to the radio section under Mutually Inclusive. You can hear this with Philip Nguyen and many other interviews as part of our project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.